One of my favorite topics on this show is when we get the chance to dream and dream big. Where can Baton Rouge be? No holds barred. Open up that imagination. What do you see happening? Well, not too long ago, as last week, there was an open house about the riverfront. Here to bring us up to speed on everything that went down at that open house and where it goes from here, from the Downtown Development District, Whitney Hoffman-Sale. Whitney, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you back on here. You know this is one of my favorite topics, right?
Yes,
I know. And I get outside the box and my eyes get real big. So
me too.
It's fun. It's fun. Last week there was an open house. Walk us through what set this up and what went down at it.
Yeah. So we went to the Canvas trip not long ago with BRAC to Greenville. And they had a great waterfall. We started talking about what is our greatest asset. And I think we all agree that it was the riverfront.
Yes.
So we engaged the LSU landscape architecture students to start looking at the riverfront from the water campus to River Park and dream big, because that's what students get to do.
So water campus is on the downriver side of the Mississippi River, of the Horace Wilkinson Bridge. River Park is where?
It is just north of the Queen Casino. It's about 40 acres.
40 acres.
It's big.
No slouch. That is a big property. So what were some of the ideas? What were some of the things they want to come up with?
So they came up with a lot of different things, from skate park to more public green space and attraction on the north end. In that River Park area, they looked at hotels and residential and sports fields, different playground spaces, skate parks, retail even, right?
Okay. Likelihood that we would ever see something like a boardwalk?
I think it's likely. I think we look at other cities too to see what they're doing and what is bringing them attraction and what is attracting people to live in those places. And they have things like that, right? Mm-hmm. So I think you have to dream big and do big things to attract that kind of development.
What kind of ideas do we see on, and I know we're getting into way into the nitty gritty on this, but when it comes to our riverfront in particular, we have a couple of different impediments there. Number one, it's a big old river.
It is.
You don't go in and come back out regularly, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, the depth of that river varies throughout the year. So if we had something seasonal versus year-round, that's another thing. Number three, the stupid railroad tracks.
Yes.
All three of these things are problems. What kind of ideas worked within, through, or around those impediments?
So they did consider all of those things, right? They are challenges. Other cities have those challenges as well. They figured it out. We have some amenities where we've worked through some of those things, like the Rotary Sculpture Project. That's on the other side of the river road, or the railroad. So they looked at all kinds of stuff. They looked at also like creating more space with bulkheads, which was really interesting. Cities like Memphis have done things like that.
Okay.
So, like, you have a space that's a playground, and they build up the bulkhead on the riverside, and it almost looks like an island when the river rises, right?
Right.
So there's things that you can do. No doubt we have challenges, but I think the magnitude of the river, as you speak of, is also what makes it so incredibly special.
No, absolutely. Well, yeah, it's been written about by the greats, right?
I mean,
it is Mark Twain personified. It's been around. It's tough not to get romantic about the river.
It is. And it's kind of like the ocean. You feel very small next to it, right?
Yes.
And you see all of the working riverboats, and you really understand how our city was created in the first place.
Yep. Yep. It is what has given us birth to begin with as a city, up and down the river. All right. Raising Cane's River Center. This is going to be a major part of this whole thing, because when you look at the space that you just mapped out from Water Campus to River Park, when you look at that space, this is kind of dead center, and it's also going to be a pivotal part of some overall plans to revamp, aside from the levee front, the riverfront, some overall plans that are going to revitalize that Nicholson corridor and downtown. How do we incorporate this in, and what's it going to look like? Potentially. I'm not holding you to anything.
Yeah. No, I think that's really important, right? Because it is the river center, which mm-hmm. speaks to its proximity to the river. And if we are going to reimagine what the river center can be, I don't think we can do it without looking at the riverfront, right? So looking at it now, we'd have a pedestrian bridge, but how could that be grander, right? You kind of have to like maneuver around a bunch of different spaces to find the pedestrian bridge to get over the river road and all that. Could we narrow River Road? Could there be some sort of architectural edifice that cantilevers a bit over River Road to help us bridge that connection? Is there retail opportunity on that side of the riverfront, right? We have a 13.1 mile levee trail, but there isn't really a lot of opportunity to stop and have a cup of coffee or a burger or something like that. So I think that looking at the River Center, we have to look at the riverfront.
What spots along the way would be like most suitable for retail? Obviously, when you look at the area where the kid will eventually come back to us, when you look at the area by the casita by the Arts and Science Museum, that River Center area right there, probably the most populated for visitors. Would that be where the focus would be to put some kind of retail, put some kind of food venues out there?
That's where I think it is, yes. I mean, you also have all the investment going on at the Bell. Mm-hmm. Riverfront Plaza is, you know, old and has some issues. I think it's an opportunity to reimagine that space, how it better connects to the River Center, and what could be there that keeps people there, right? Like, there's things that you can go look at or museums that you can go into, but what can keep you on the riverfront? It's got to have shade and it's got to have food.
Right. But we're lacking in both of those things, to be sure.
Correct.
Timeline-wise, when this starts opening up to ideas, I mean, moving dreams to ideas, ideas to plans, plans to reality, what are we looking at here?
Well, I think, you know, we have a fast timeline on the River Center, right?
Yes.
So I'm assuming we get moving on the committee work. I think we really need to talk about how the riverfront is included in that. So potentially it could move pretty quickly, at least in that area. That's something that I'm definitely going to advocate for.
We're talking with Whitney Hoffman-Sale from the Downtown Development District. You've mentioned a number of things along the way. When you mention landscape architecture students, I can't help but wonder if this is going to be more about beautification and less about things to do, places to go. Walk me through a little bit about the mindset there and how some of the future plans are bigger than just, you know, planting trees and mapping sidewalks.
Yeah, so landscape architecture is a huge field, right? I think when a lot of people think about it, they think about your yard space. Mm-hmm. But it really goes and touches into the world of urban planning. I myself have a master's degree in landscape architecture. It's what led me to go get certified as an urban planner. So while they do consider beautification, it's also looking at economic development as well.
What are some of the impediments along the way? What are some of the problems, what are some of the potential obstacles along the way that could, you know, stymie this kind of plan, stymie this kind of growth?
I mean, some of what you just talked about, right? So the Army Corps of Engineers, the railroad, those are things that take time. I don't think that necessarily it's impossible. You just have to work through some of the issues that they bring up. And sometimes that comes to better solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's the inevitable funding structure, right? Sure. How do we fund these things? But I think if we want to do big things in our community, we need to dream big.
I 100% agree. Okay, who are some of the players involved that we might not expect, and what will their role be? You mentioned that the work going on at the Bell is they're hopefully going to have land-based casino and hotel right there. What's their role? What's the water campus's role? Who are the players we should be on the lookout for?
I think it's everybody you're talking about, and I think it's BRAC, it's BRAF, it's the mayor president, it's the council person. I think to do these really big things, you got to have everybody at the table to figure out how to do them and how to work through those challenges.
So taking this all the way up to the other side of the Queen Casino, which if anybody's listened to this show for any period of time, you know one of my soapboxes is having a riverfront baseball stadium. And oh my goodness, how beautiful would that be to have a double or triple A park right there on the riverfront, DraftKings Park. I mean, it's right next to the Queen Casino, for crying out loud, and they've got 40 acres to build on. But when you look at some of the other plans, like the Nicholson Corridor and whatnot, downtown would be a part of an overall plan as opposed to the whole plan itself. What's the incorporation like, or what's the pairing up and working with like when it comes to further up Nicholson gets out of downtown and further up towards, like, say, I know there's some looking at Memorial Stadium and whatnot. How do you work all that together?
Well, I think you have to work on figuring out how they connect to each other and how they've been broken, right? And so it is important. I mean, downtown is the heart of the community,
mm-hmm.
but it is sort of separated by some things like the interstate, right?
Yeah.
So we really need to look at those transportation corridors and how we better connect. And then look at the gaps sort of in between some of those spaces. Mm-hmm. How can we infill them with housing and other things to populate the area to make those transitions between those communities a better place?
Do you start with the easiest the easiest bite of the apple here? Because I if I'm looking at downtown and I'm looking at the water campus side or the state capitol side, right? Connecting to the water campus has to be the obvious part, right? That's got to be the easiest first step.
I think so. I think especially when we look at reimagining the River Center, we have to look at that. I don't know that you ever start with one simple thing first, though. You got to look at everything at the same time and figure out how to go in what direction for all of them. But that is definitely a huge opportunity.
Well, you got so many things working in your favor. Number one, the number of people working there. Right. Number two, the proximity to LSU. Number three, on the other side, the road turns and goes away from it, and then Exxon's there.
Right.
So there are physical limitations on that side. It's just so much more inviting when you get around the bridge.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is definitely a catalyst.
She is Whitney Hoffman-Sale with the Downtown Development District. We have exactly 1 minute left. What else are y'all up to right now?
We are doing a lot of things. You kind of threw me for a loop.
Sorry.
That one was one that we were really focusing on. We are updating our development toolkit right now. So we're taking a lot of data that we got from the International Downtown Association and putting that into an overall report. I'm working on blogs that I hope people sign up for that takes all of this data from a very thick report and breaks it down into consumable 2-minute read bites.
Okay.
So you can understand what this data is and what it means for our work as we move forward.
And this is all available on y'all's website?
It is.
Give us the website.
It is downtownbatonrouge.org.
Downtownbatonrouge.org. She is Whitney Hoffman-Sale, heads up the Downtown Development District. I greatly appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Thanks for having me.